Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 22nd, 2021. The Berlin Senate wants to expand the range of public transport in the city because of the corona pandemic. Mayor Mueller said on Wednesday's ABB Abendschau that they'll try to further equalize the situation with additional bus services in order to better protect the public against infection. Berlin's passenger association, IGUB, is also urging that buses and trains be emptier so that the necessary distances can be maintained. But they say that it's not possible to expand the services, as according to IGUB Vice Chairman Jens Wizicka said, the BVLG simply does not have enough vehicles for this. The Tagesspiegel has reported that some buses are currently free due to a lack of school trips, but it's clearly too few to increase the frequency on important commuter lines. Instead, IGUB spokesman Wizicka called on politicians and businesses to equalize working hours, stating, quote, "If buses and trams continue to be stuck in traffic jams and working hours continue to add to the classic rush hour, then you have to ask where politics has been for the last 10 months." Unquote. As we reported earlier this week, the federal and state governments have agreed that employers must allow more home office work. Federal Labor Minister Hubertus Heil plans to introduce binding home office requirements via a new ordinance expected next week. Per reporting in the Morgenpost, an employee of the Berlin police allegedly threatened his colleague with a pistol. While the newspaper explained that there are different accounts of the incident, one thing is certain. The police are investigating, and the employee had to hand in his weapon immediately. The incident took place in Directorate 2. According to the report, there was a discussion between two employees about the importance of protective bulletproof vests. The employee wearing the vest allegedly pressed a gun to the chest of his colleague without a vest. While some in the department say it was just an unfortunate joke, others believed it was a threat. The staff council and the management are now discussing how to deal with the situation. When asked by the Morgenpost, the police confirmed the incident, quote, "in which one employee is said to have abruptly pressed his service weapon against the torso of another employee," unquote. The spokesperson added that the background and motivation of the incident are subject of the immediately introduced, still running investigation. The supervisor is said to have had a discussion with both employees and made psychological care offers to both of them. The management also announced that the service weapon was immediately taken away from the employee suspected of the crime. Police union spokesman Benjamin Yendro remarked, quote, "We are aware of the ongoing procedure and hope that the exact course of events will be determined in a timely manner. The accused act weighs heavily, is absolutely unacceptable, and has no place in the department. From our point of view, management has shown foresight up to this point, immediately averted the danger, and is working to clear up the matter." Unquote. As announced by a spokesman for the Education Administration on Wednesday, the Berlin Senate wants to provide an additional 4.5 million euros for the purchase of air filtration equipment for schools. The money from state funding is to be used to buy around 1,200 units, and the Senate Department of Finance will be responsible for ordering the equipment. In the fall, the Senate had already promised the districts an initial 4.5 million for the purchase of such devices from state funds in a first step, but argued that they should primarily be used only in rooms where ventilation was difficult. Critics complained that with 1,200 devices for around 800 Berlin schools, only a fraction of classrooms could be equipped. The acquisition of the devices by the districts progressed more slowly than initially expected. In many schools, the devices have still not arrived, and there were considerable differences depending on the district. In some, for example, the filtration units were already in use before they had even been ordered in others. Due to the corona pandemic, Berliners are able to use the library's online services, including ebooks, newspapers, audiobooks, and films, free of charge until the end of March. Those who register receive a number that can be used like a library card. Berlin's libraries saw significantly fewer visitors last year due to the pandemic. The Zentral- und Landesbibliothek Berlin estimated in December of 2020 that around 850,000 people visited its two locations in Kreuzberg and Mitte. In previous years, the figure had been around 1.5 million. The demand for digital state libraries' offerings, for example, rose by around 40%, however. The network of Berlin's public libraries recorded an almost equally high increase in online visits. Ebooks, films, music, and e-learning were requested around 6.1 million times, 1.7 million more than in the previous year. Berlin's public libraries were closed during the first lockdown from March until May 11th. After that, most reopened, but since then with limited offerings and shortened opening hours. According to current infection control regulations, libraries are still allowed to open, but many locations are currently closed or have very limited access. Users can find out which libraries are open to the public on the central website of the Association of Public Libraries of Berlin. And lastly, thank you to Maya and Sandy for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.